Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop, where there are two of my favorite things in the world, records and radios. Each week, I create a new mix of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. I'm celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. Wow, I came on board in 1999, back when it was a college radio station, imagine. On this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to hear a couple of sides of albums released by CBC Records, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. From 1975, we're going to hear Guido Basso's Brazilian Band. Thank you. one of those rare albums released by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation back in 1975. Guido Basso and his Brazilian band. Starting from the top, we heard Neil Sedaka's Laughing in the Rain. Love Goes On, an original by Guido Basso. Bird of Beauty by Stevie Wonder. And finally, I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song by Jim Croce. Some great cover tunes there by Guido Basso. Where else are you going to hear any of this except at the Radio Thrift Shop? I'm DJ Frederick, here with you every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on WSCS or online at classicalwscs.org.
When Les Paul almost lost his left arm in a terrible car accident, he got his priorities in order real quick.
Where there's heaven, high, high in the moon.
You're on The Soundbeat.
There's no moon above, and love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me inside of you.
After the 1948 accident, one that would keep him in the hospital for almost a year, doctors nearly amputated Les Paul's left arm. Good thing he got a second opinion. That doctor said, "He's not driving a hayrack, he's a great guitarist. We're going to save it if we can." And save it they did, with only one catch. Whatever angle they set his arm, it would remain that way permanently. In true rock and roll fashion, Paul asked them to set it at just below a right angle so he could keep on playing guitar. You've been listening to Les and his wife Mary Ford from 1951. How'd Paul influence a mop-topped group of musicians from Liverpool, England? Find out at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftchopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftchopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. Thank you. And another one of those great albums from CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. From 1975, we heard the Henry Young Band from Vancouver. Starting from the top, we heard the tunes Pardon Me, Good Gods, No Price Limited, and Hornsby Street Parade. All right, well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you are hearing the obscure and the wonderful on Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS. That sounds like a soap opera, the obscure and the wonderful.
Exploring science in the sea. For a tiny marine worm found in the Bay of Naples and elsewhere, life ends in a frenzy. The worms lose a lot of their internal organs, their eyes get bigger, and they rise to the surface. There, as they paddle furiously, they release sperm and eggs, creating the next generation. And it's all triggered by moonlight. The worms are one of more than 10,000 species of marine bristle worm. They're only about an inch long. Each body segment has a pair of paddle-like structures tipped with bristles. The worms live at the bottom of warm, shallow waters around the world. And they're considered living fossils. They haven't changed much in tens of millions of years. The bristle worms are especially sensitive to changing light levels. They build tubes on the ocean floor. When a shadow passes across them, they pull back into the tubes to elude possible predators. And their end-of-life ballet is triggered by moonlight. The body changes begin around the time of new moon, when there's little or no moonlight. The worms then rise to the surface not long after the full moon. Scientists recently studied how that happens. They found that some proteins react differently with different light levels. Under bright sunlight, they stay apart in separate units. But under dimmer conditions, the units stick together. That allows the worms to not only distinguish between day and night, but between different phases of the moon, a light-activated trigger for a big change. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. And for most of the rest of the program, we have a featured LP. This is a rare one. It was released on Flirt Records in Italy in 1973. The artist is Franco Altissimi, and the LP is titled Lollipop. This is really one of the most sought-after Liberian soundtrack albums of all time. So I'm just going to play a few tracks all the way through for your listening enjoyment. Let's drop the needle. Franco Altissimi, Italian guitarist and composer from 1973, and that was his actual first release on Flirt Records, Lollipop. All right, well, this is DJ Frederick, and you have been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. We never know where the musical journey is going to take us, but it will take us somewhere through the meandering aisles of the thrift shop. Thank you for listening, wishing you many blessings.